Well, the federal opposition has criticised the new lineup of the new front bench lineup, saying the new prime minister has made some startling omissions. The opposition says Malcolm Turnbull should have appointed a minister for people with disabilities, housing, mental health, as well as a minister for ageing. Lindy Kerin reports.
The opposition leader, Bill Shorten, has welcomed the boost to the number of women in cabinet, but he says there are key portfolios missing.
I'm really disappointed and surprised that there's no minister for disabilities, or indeed any minister for mental health and housing. These are important issues, and I believe that they do deserve having ministers with those issues in their titles.
Graham Innes is the former Disability Discrimination Commissioner. His position was axed by the Abbott government last year.
I have worked towards the day where we wouldn't need to have a minister for people with disabilities, where the issues would be so broadly recognised in other portfolios that it no longer was a necessity. I don't think we've reached that day yet. And I think when we're talking about 20% of the population, 45% of whom live in poverty, and when we're 30% less employed than other people in the community, we still need special representation.
The ministerial shake-up has also seen housing and ageing without a dedicated portfolio. Ian Yates is the CEO of COTA, the peak body representing older Australians.
We need clear allocation of responsibility for an overarching approach to ageing, and we haven't. It's not clear at the moment that any particular minister has that responsibility, because that would cover economic portfolios as well as social service portfolios. It would need to include employment in terms of mature age employment issues. It needs to cover the enormous challenges of housing in terms of ageing population. So it's across a range of portfolios. And no, it's not clear that any particular minister has that responsibility, and that's something that we would certainly want to pursue with the Prime Minister in coming weeks.
The federal opposition says a dedicated Minister for Mental Health would give mental health reform the priority and status it deserves. But John Mendoza, the former head of the National Advisory on Mental Health, says having a dedicated minister doesn't necessarily deliver better results.
You know, over the last 10 years, we've seen governments of both sides have periods with a mental health minister, periods without. The key thing is that mental health is taken forward by a cabinet minister, that being the Minister for Health in this case, and it's at the top of the priorities because mental health has significant economic issues as well as social issues, and as the National Mental Health Commission report to the government last year stated, we've got a broken system. And the investment by governments is not really giving the return that it should. And so we do need mental health to be a priority for government to get on with the reform job.
John Mendoza, a former government advisor on mental health, ending Lindy Kerin's report.